Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell, a weekly conversation about the things that matter most in our lives with Stace Cargie and Lindy Turner.
Welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Clinch Pal. I am Stace Cargie. Lindy's off today, so we're going to kind of just muddle through this brand new year, brand new show, and the bells are already ringing all by ourselves. Going to start off with something that just came about. Have you heard this? The Consumer Federal Protection Bureau, the CFPB, just finalized a rule that's going to remove an estimated $49 billion, that's billion dollars, in medical bills from the credit reports of American citizens. They're saying that this is going to impact about 15 million Americans, but I got to say, I mean, living in this space and working in the home loan industry and being a HUD-certified housing counselor, I got to say, I think that total is a lot higher than that. I really do. That's probably the number one thing that we see when we're looking at credit reports is medical debt. Now, why are they doing this, right? Well, the CFPB says that a medical debt does not exactly mean that you're not paying the rest of your debt, right? Because it's sort of out of your control. And as we all know, medical payments are absolutely unhinged right now. And one event can completely devastate a family. So in that perspective, this is a really, really good thing. If you've had one singular event, you know, maybe your child got sick. I just had a situation last month where my husband was hospitalized twice with some heart stuff. So, I mean, these things can really and truly impact in a really significant way. And with what we've seen with how the economy has been this last couple years and the recession and the way that everything else has gone up, you know, It's hard just to buy groceries, much less try and figure out how you're going to pay a huge deductible on your medical. So this is a good thing, right? This is saying that, hey, not necessarily not paying your bills, but that this medical event shouldn't preclude you from being able to purchase a home or obtain other credit. So this is a really good thing in that perspective. Currently, there's about $88 billion of outstanding medical bills in collections. That affects one in five Americans. Think about that for a second. One in five Americans saddled with medical collections. Now, you might remember a couple years ago, the CFPB came out and said, okay, now any collections that are less than $500 for medical will not be counted on the credit reports anymore. And so that happened a couple years ago, and that's just been going into effect, but we're still seeing those higher limits. That has definitely helped people. And what they're saying with that, some of the statistics, is that removing those small collections have actually improved consumer credit report scores by about 8 to 10 points. And they're saying that this new ruling could mean as many as 20 points higher on a credit score. So that's all good, right? This is all good news. However, wherever there's good, there's always going to be some negative, right? So if we're looking at what could be the impact of this, if you remove the medical profession's ability to place these things into collections and report on the credit report, that means that there's going to be higher collection costs that they're going to have to incur to get their money, right? And that means that they can just go straight and take you to court, right, and file a lawsuit. That's going to be time-consuming and costly. So there's a lot of different things that play into this. So while there's some very good points, there could also be some very negative points as well. And we're just going to have to take a look at that and see how this all plays out. One of the questions I get a lot as a housing counselor is, well, do they even count medical on your credit reports? And actually, yes, they still do. So even though these rulings have come out, they're not in play yet. It takes about 60 days once the CFPB finalizes everything for this to happen and for it to take place. So it's going to end up being a while before we start seeing the impacts of this new ruling and see how it plays out. But definitely something as we're going into 2025 and looking ahead at how a new administration coming in and a new Congress coming in, how this is all going to play out and how these chips are going to fall. So we're definitely keeping an eye on that. But if you know somebody or you yourself are struggling with some, either some negative credit or maybe these medical collections or financing, because again, you know, let's talk about budgeting and how the economy has been, and you find yourself maybe feeling like you're drowning a little bit, we do offer free help. ClinchPal is a HUD-certified housing counseling agency. We are here to help you, and it is free. To get started with that, all you have to do is go online to clinchpal.net, and you'll see the little thing up there where it says financial counseling, and you can click on that. There's an intake form, and you can get started with that. You can also give me a call at any time. You can reach me at 865-274-8598 or Stace at clinchpowell.net. And we're here to help and make sure that we all are entering 2025 and going into a new year with as clean a slate as possible. So there's some good news on the horizon, I think. I think that overall this is hopefully going to be good news, but we definitely need to keep our eyes on it and see how it all plays out. I'm Stace. This is Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back right after this.
If you've ever dreamed of owning a home, but credit or income issues stood in the way, Clinch Powell can help. As a HUD-certified counseling agency, their staff of caring and compassionate counselors have the knowledge and skill to get you back on track. The best part, their services are free. Start today by calling Stace Cargi at 865-274-8598 or visit them online at clinchpowell.net. Clinch Powell is an equal housing opportunity. NMLS 2403630.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. I am Stace Cargi. Lindy Turner is off this week. She'll be back next week. And I hope that y'all making through snowpocalypse. It always seems that when we hear that there's a big snowstorm, that it never happens, but it seems like we actually got some this time. So make some snow cream, relax, and hopefully learn a few things as we go through the show today. One of the things I do want to talk about, since we're talking about snowpocalypse, is home repairs. Clinch Pal, so excited to announce, we received two grants this past year, the last couple months of the year, and these two grants will assist local Cumberland County low-income seniors with things like new HVACs, roof repairs, window replacements. And the best part, these funds, 100% of these funds go directly to these seniors, to these folks that need the money right now to be able to get these repairs done. So this is our plea to you. If you or someone you know is a senior citizen here in Cumberland County, and you may think, oh, well, they're not really that low income. Low income is kind of a relative term. So if you know somebody that is maybe needing some of these repairs, but you're like, yeah, I don't know if they can really afford it because, you know, whatever, please have them give us a call. We've got funds to help and we've got grant funds. So these are free money funds. Have them give me a call. I'm Stace, 865-274-8598. They can also go online, clinchpowell.net, click the little home repair icon, and that'll walk you through the application. But I know a lot of folks, I know my parents were this way. My husband is this way as well. He doesn't really want to do the whole online thing. He wants a more personal kind of experience. He's got questions. He wants to talk to a live human being. Well, guess what? We are here to help. You can call me anytime, 865-274-8598, and we're more than happy to talk to you. We can set up an appointment to meet face-to-face, so we can do all of these things and provide that service, because no one should be cold this winter, especially our greatest generation, our seniors. So if you know anybody that's struggling, please let them know. And speaking of struggling, like we talked a few minutes ago, if you know somebody that's maybe feeling a little bit of the economic pinch, can use some budget assistance or maybe some credit counseling, we have that available for free as well. We are a HUD-certified housing counseling agency, and we're definitely here to help with that. Again, you can find all that information at clinchpowell.net. And again, you can give me a call, 865-274-8598. But these home repair loans and grants that we have are pretty amazing. So we do have the 100% free money, which is the grant funds, which is fantastic. We love that. Big shout out to VEC and also to the United Fund for providing us with a couple of grants to be able to help folks just right out the gate. So that's amazing. We also have a couple of other programs. We have our HPG, which is our Housing Preservation Grant. That's for USDA. Now, this one is not restricted to seniors, which is really great. So if you know somebody that needs maybe some work done on their home, we do have that program available. You can give us a call for that. And if you know somebody that is 60 or above, we have our Carol M. Peterson funds, and we're getting ready to apply for those. Last year, we got over $1 million, so we were able to help a lot of folks with that. And we're looking at hopefully having the same amount for that as well. So those funds, all of these funds actually, are extremely limited. So you want to get in on that ASAP. And again, clinchpal.net. You can get all the information right there online, or you can always give me a call. And at the end of the show, we'll give you that phone number once again. So pretty cool stuff. We also have the USDA 504 program. So I know that there's a lot of like acronyms and things that we talk about. You know, it's like, what is this program and what is that program? So the 504 is actually a low interest loan slash grant program, depending on eligibility. So some folks will only be eligible for the loan, which again is at 1%. I mean, come on, you can't beat that anywhere, right? And then there's the other ones, which is the grant funds, and that goes up to $10,000. So we've got a lot of opportunity to be able to help people with home repairs that are desperately needed. All we need to do is have you give us a call or, again, apply online, and our staff will start working and looking at the different programs and seeing which options are available for you in your area and what's going to work best for you and your family, and then we'll get the ball rolling. And again, we're really excited about that program. And one of the other cool things that I love about Clinch Pal when it comes to the home repair program is that we have a local boots on the ground person, a construction manager, who is going to be there the entire way, which is really great. So he's going to make sure that any contractors that are working on your home are doing things correctly, that they're doing things in a timely manner, that they're not making any mistakes, that all the supplies are what they are supposed to be. This is really important. This is probably one of the biggest hesitations that I get dealing with seniors when it comes to any kind of repair situation, because we are fearful, right? There's so many scams out there, and we should be aware and mindful of those things. So when we're looking at these home repairs, being able to have someone, and our construction manager just happens to be my husband, so I know him pretty well. But being able to have someone like Gary, who's got 50 years of construction experience background, he's certified in HVACs. I mean, he really has that knowledge to be able to go out and speak the lingo of contractors. But I'm going to be honest with you. I can tell you what a hammer looks like. You know, I mean, I could say, oh, yeah, I think that's a level. So that stuff I can do. But if you ask me to actually level something, I'm going to look at you with that deer in the headlights look, because I wouldn't know where to start. And construction people definitely work on a different schedule. They do things sometimes that seem counterintuitive to those of us who are not in the construction industry, because we may think, well, why are they doing this first? That should be first. But it's very methodical, right? I mean, there's a reason for things and being the way that they do them. So when we're looking at the perspective and speaking the language of construction, being able to have that translator there, i.e. a Gary, to be able to be your voice and to be able to be your advocate is super important. I know we had a situation last year where we had a wonderful lady, had some repairs done on her home. And Gary, one of the things that he does is he takes photographs before, during, and after. And he works again with a contractor. So he had taken his photographs before and he came out there to do an inspection. He does these about once a week. And he saw that one of the sconces, one of the lights outside of her home, was broken. And he went back to his photographs, and that was not broken before. Asked the homeowner, hey, what's going on? What happened? And she said, I don't know. I came home one day and it was broken. So, of course, he contacted the contractor, who said, oh, yes, we meant to mention this to you. We're going to go ahead and we're going to replace that. And that's exactly what they did. The second thing that happened with that particular client was that when they got the materials in, the windows, Gary, of course, goes through the materials list and discovers, lo and behold, that there is a window that is not the correct size. So Gary was able to problem solve that very quickly, let the contractor know that, hey, this was what was supposed to be purchased. You purchased this instead. The contractor got it fixed, and there was no time lost. And again, that's really important, because if that was left to someone like me, who is not a construction person, I'm just going to go on the assumption that everything is correct. And that's not the right way to approach it, correct? So being able to have somebody that speaks the lingo is super, super valuable in these situations. We're going to take a quick break. This is Dollars and Cents with Clinch Pal on WAEW. We'll be right back.
If you've ever dreamed of owning a home, but credit or income issues stood in the way, Clinch Powell can help. As a HUD-certified counseling agency, their staff of caring and compassionate counselors have the knowledge and skill to get you back on track. The best part, their services are free. Start today by calling Stace Cargi at 865-274-8598 or visit them online at clinchpowell.net. Clinch Powell is an equal housing opportunity. NMLS 2403630.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell on WAEW. I'm Stace Cargi. Lindy Turner is out this week. She'll be back next week. Super exciting things are happening here at Clinch Powell, including our lending department. Now, this is my department, so of course I get super excited to tell you about some of the new things that we have on the horizon. First up, our specialty is USDA 502 direct loans. What is that? Well, we've talked about it a few different times. So the USDA 502 direct loan is a loan that is set up for folks that maybe need a hand up, not a handout, right? So this is somebody that maybe makes $35,000, $40,000 a year, has good credit, can afford a house payment, but needs a little bit of help. So this is a subsidized loan. Most of our clients receive a subsidy from the government to help pay their house payment, which is really great. Now, this is why I say that this is a handout up and not a handout. This subsidy is recaptured, meaning that the clients do need to pay it back if they ever refinance or they sell their home. And that, of course, happens. Average homeowner stays in their first home for about 6 to 7 years. So there's definitely that repayment going back in, which refunds the program. Now, we've seen some struggles the last year and a half with this program because of congressional funding. So for the first time since I've been doing these loans in about 15 years, we've seen the funds completely depleted nationwide and a huge waiting list. Right now, our waiting list is about 8 months is what they're looking at right now, depending on the situation. So what kind of situations are we talking about? Well, you could have a situation where you are in deficient housing. So I have clients right now that are in places that are just deplorable, that are dilapidated, that are mold ridden, that I have one client that literally has holes in the floor where you can see the ground. I mean, this is the reality, right? So if you have deficient housing, you actually can go up in priority, and that 8 month waiting list is a lot shorter, like maybe 2 to 3 months. So it's a really good opportunity. If somebody needs housing, needs safe, affordable, stable housing, this USDA 502 direct loan is fantastic because it will increase your buying power while reducing your housing payment. To give you an idea, last year at Clinch Pal, our average home loan was about $280,000, and the average payment was about $1,000. You cannot rent in Cumberland County for $1,000, not a three-bedroom, two-bath, absolutely. It's just not going to happen. So being able to provide stable housing is huge, first off. And second of all, when you own your own home, of course, the bonuses with that feed out so far. Folks find that when you own your own home, you know, neighborhoods are more stable. Crime goes down. Children who come from homes that the parents own the home do better in school. So there's all of these stability factors. You know, you get more involved in your community. That, of course, helps. You build the tax base. Then you think about one house, right? One house. How much money is generated off of the purchase of one home? Well, we've got realtor fees. We've got inspection fees. We've got lender fees. We have tax income coming in. You have utilities. You have all of your stores, right? Because when you buy a new home, you know, you may need a lawnmower. You may need some paint. So, you know, now you're talking about stores and income. So it really feeds each other. Housing matters, right? And where there's housing, there's jobs. And vice versa, right? Where there's jobs, there's housing. So we need these things to be together. We need stable, affordable housing in order to build stronger communities. And that's what Clinch Powell is all about. So being able to provide this loan opportunity to provide a stable environment for families is humongous. Then you add on top of that, that you're building generational wealth, right? You're no longer just throwing your money away at rent every month. You're actually building your own financial security. All of our clients are also required to take a home buyer education course. Now, this is something that's really interesting. We don't talk a whole lot about home buyer education courses, but I'm going to touch on it for a moment if I can. One of the things with a home buyer education course is it's not just another box to check off. And a lot of our clients think that because they're so involved in the home buying process, right? You know, you get excited when you get that approval and you go out and you go shopping for your home and you find your home and you're thinking about colors and you're thinking about all this stuff. But maybe what you're not thinking about is that house payment and how it's going to impact you every month, right? You may be going from a rent payment of $800 or in some cases, many cases, a zero, right? You're living with family, a zero payment. And now how is that going to impact your budget? How are you going to make that payment? Well, one of the things that happens with home buyer education is that you will meet with our housing counselors, our HUD certified housing counselors, one-on-one. You'll have a phone call with them and they will look at your budget. They're going to ask you to give them your bank statements and your budget, where you think your money's going. And I'm telling you, it's crazy, but I hear it every single day from clients that I thought I was doing really well with my money, but I didn't realize how much of it was going out. One of my clients, lovely lady, said to me, you know, I'm really frugal. Going out to eat is a special occasion. You know, we don't do it very often. I thought I only did it a couple times a month until my housing counselor pointed out to me all of the times I'm going through the fast food lines. She said, because, you know, my kid's at school and I pick them up and we go to sports and we do these things and it's easy to run through, you know, XYZ fast food chain. And I didn't realize how much money I was spending on that. And so what she was able to do was she took that information and now she meal plans and has these snacks and these meals ready for her so that when she picks her child up and they're going to an event or whatever, she's got that handy. And she said, I cannot believe how much money I'm saving just from doing that one thing. So having that second set of eyes look at your budget and where your money goes is really enlightening. And they'll always give you some strategies. I know they'll point out things like, you know, the envelope game, you know, where you put all your cash in an envelope and you deal with that. I got to say, the envelope thing never works for me. That's not a good play for me. But they're going to show you where you plug the holes in your boat. Now, for me, when I'm looking to plug those holes in my budget, I like to go through a week. And everything that I spend, I'll take a picture of. And I'll put that in my phone. And then at the end of the week, I start categorizing and tallying that up. Because for me, having those receipts like that, that's going to be easier for me than pulling money out of an envelope. So it's just whatever works for you. But that's one of the great things is that they're going to go over those strategies. And now that we're in a new year, this is a strategy that you can take with you right now, today. Here we go. One of the things that you can do is you can talk to your homeowner's insurance, your car insurance, your cell phone carrier, your internet provider, and ask them, hey, what kind of a deal can I get? I've been a loyal customer of yours, and you've got all these new deals for new people coming in. What can you offer me as a newbie coming in? As somebody who has been an established client, I want their deal, but better. And believe it or not, they're going to work with you. So make sure that you check that out. Another great program that we have is our new home loan called our Inspire program. Love the Inspire program. So we have all the standard loan programs, you know, like any other lender. We do USDA guaranteed, the USDA direct, which you cannot do everywhere, by the way. We have the FHA, we have the VA. But we also have the Inspire Conventional Loan. This is phenomenal. The Inspire loan is 100% financing, meaning no down payment. We can also layer that with money to help with closing costs. And if you're like a police officer or you work in a hospital, a nurse, a teacher, we can even give you some extra funds free because of your service. So we thank you for that. So really cool things with the Inspire loan. The cool thing about this is you're not going to find a conventional loan with zero down with no PMI. So people talk about this all the time. Is there PMI? PMI is private mortgage insurance, and there is no PMI on this loan, which is amazing. Typically, anytime you have less than 20% down, you're going to have some sort of mortgage insurance component. You do not on the USDA direct because there is no lender involved. That is through the federal government. So there's no PMI on that as well. But with the conventional Inspire program, there is no mortgage insurance component, which is fantastic. And when you're looking at mortgage insurance on a USDA guaranteed, let's just use that as an example, the monthly premium is 0.35%. So if you're looking at a $100,000 loan, that's $35 a month. $200,000, $70 a month, right? And then if you look at FHA, that's 85%. So if you're looking at that, you're looking at $85 for every $100,000 loan a month. It's pretty shocking when you start looking at it like that. So to be able to avoid mortgage insurance is a lovely, lovely thing. Now, this is scored, interest rate is scored on your credit. So the better your credit, the better your interest rate. And again, if you need help getting that credit in alignment, you can always go to clinchpal.net and sign up for our free HUD-certified credit counseling, our financial opportunity success program, and our counselors will work with you one-on-one and will help you to boost that credit score. So definitely a fantastic program. Even cooler with the Inspire loan is, check this out, it works on condos. So if you, and there's no income limits and no area limits. So if you're looking maybe to buy in Cookeville, you can't do a USDA loan in downtown Cookeville, in Cookeville proper. It's not considered rural. But you could do the Inspire with zero down, which is really great. If you're moving into the area or maybe you're, you know, looking to buy a condo, maybe to kind of downsize your situation, it works. It's an amazing loan. I'm so excited for the Inspire program. We actually put several people on it last year. They are in love with this loan. It's so affordable. And again, being able to do 100% conventional loan with no private mortgage insurance is absolutely ludicrous, unheard of, crazy. And we can do it at ClinchPal, one of the amazing programs that we're rolling out really in heavy force for 2025. So you want to know more information about that, of course, you can give me a call at 865-274-8598. And of course, my email is stace@clinchpal.net. So there's lots of cool things on the horizon. I'm curious to see what's going to happen. As we talked earlier in the show with the Consumer Federal Protection Bureau finalizing their rule, removing an estimated $49 billion in medical bills from the credit reports. They're saying it's going to affect about 15 million Americans. I say that number is going to be even higher. How is that going to play out with the new administration? Don't know as of yet. We're just going to have to kind of wait and see. But hopefully this is going to be a really, really good thing when you're looking at $88 billion of outstanding medical bills currently in collections. One in five Americans are affected by this. So hopefully that's going to alleviate some pain for a lot of folks. And again, home repairs, if you know somebody, especially a low-income senior that needs a new HVAC system, that needs a new roof, that has some repairs that need to be taken place, we've received some grant funds. Again, thank you to the United Fund and thank you to VEC for that. You can give us a call. These are very, very limited. First come, first serve. And again, 865-274-8598. Or you see us online at clinchpal.net. We'll be back next Next week, Lindy Turner will return. I hope, weather permitting, Lindy Turner will return and we'll fill you in on more of the cool stuff that's happening with Clinch Pal as we continue our mission of protecting our national resources and caring for citizens and our environment. That's what we're all about at Clinch Pal. Until next week, find us online, clinchpowell.net. I'm Stace, and this is Dollars and Cents with Clinch Pal on WAEW. Have a great week.
Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell airs every Sunday beginning at 1:15 right here on WAEW AM.